Larrabee, this is the Chief. Have you heard from Max?
No, I haven't, Chief.
Did you give him the message that I wanted him to report to me here in Chinatown immediately?
I certainly did. You know me, Chief.
That's why I'm asking. Never mind, Larrabee. I see him coming now.
Sorry I'm late, Chief.
That's all right, Max. How'd you make out?
Well, I checked out every Chinese restaurant in town. No sign of the whip.
I checked out every Chinese laundry in town except that one. I found no sign of him either.
Well, that means they must be using that one as a front, Chief.
That's why I asked you to come down here. I need your help. Wait a minute. Look who's coming down the street.
Say, he does look familiar. I better check him out in the logbook, Chief.
Unless I miss my guess, that's Chaos Agent Fu Young.
You're right, Chief. Here it is, right in the logbook. Born in New York's Lower East Side. As a child, was always getting into fights because of his first name.
What's his first name got to do with it?
Well, Chief, when you're raised in a neighborhood like he was, you have to learn to fight with a name like Abe Fu Young.
I see what you mean.
Bullies were always beating him up, and then he was coming back again in a half hour for more.
And he went right into that laundry. Max, I think we found what we're looking for. Now, Plan 4 goes into effect immediately. You're to go around back, gain entrance, and try to overhear what they're up to. I'll stand there on the corner and pick them up when they come out.
Right, Chief. What are you doing?
I'm calling Larrabee. Larrabee, Plan 4 goes into effect immediately. I want you to drive to the corner of 8th and Water Chestnut Street and establish a roadblock.
Right, Chief.
Ready, Max?
Let's go, Chief.
Silence. You failed to bring me the information I seek.
I'm sorry. I wasn't able to penetrate control headquarters.
You failed. You know what that means.
Oh, no. Please. Not the whip. Whip?
Yes, the whip. Old Chinese saying. Punishment is companion of failure. That's enough. Be glad I'm in a happy mood today.
Why are you in such a happy mood today?
I'm going to have a control agent kidnapped and brought here. I intend to hypnotize him, send him back to control to do our work for us.
Why, that's brilliant.
Centuries ago, this gong belonged to a noted Chinese magician, Ming Chang Ho. When struck, it sends off psychedelic light patterns which will instantly hypnotize any person looking at it. That person is then in my power.
That's fantastic.
I will give you a visual demonstration, but step back. I do not want you looking directly into it.
Anyone who looks into it will be hypnotized?
Instantly.
Thank you.
listen to me, Mr. Smart. You are completely in my power. From now on, no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, when I telephone you and strike this gong, you will immediately do as I bid. This condition will last for exactly 30 minutes, at which point you will revert to your normal self with no recollection whatsoever of having been placed in a trance.
How do we know it'll work?
It can be easily proven. In exactly 5 seconds, the spell will have worn off. We will have our proof very shortly.
Mr. Whip!
You rang, Master?
Are you sure, Max?
I'm positive, Chief. I'm telling you, Fu Young came in, dropped off his shirt, picked up his laundry, and left by the back door.
Well, I was certain he was there to pick up or deliver information.
No, Chief, just shirts.
Max, I've got something in my wall safe. This is what the Whip is after.
You're kidding. That's fantastic. I didn't know he played the violin.
This is the Narco 512.
I recognized it immediately.
A weapon so new that no one has ever seen it before.
How does it work, Chief?
We're all familiar with the shockwave of a sonic boom, which occurs when an aircraft breaks a sound barrier. Now, if you take that energy and amplify it 10,000 times and confine it in a small area, can you imagine the results you'd get?
A rock and roll festival?
It's not quite that bad, Max. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to take it over to the Pentagon, Chief, where it'll be safe.
Max, don't you touch that. The Pentagon sent it over here to be safe. The plans have been destroyed, and this is the only working model in existence. Now, until the Whip is caught, this gun is our responsibility.
Well, I think they made a very wise decision. With me guarding the Narco 512, it couldn't be in better hands. I've got it.
Excellent. Open it up.
One wonton, one fried rice, one chicken chow mein, egg roll. If we had ordered for two, we would have gotten sweet and sour ribs.
Never mind the sweet and sour ribs. Where are the fortune cookies? Ah, this innocent fortune cookie, and not so innocent when it contains instructions from chaos. You will lose your lover through false... Fu Young, you incompetent goat, you ordered the wrong dinner.
No, Master, I do as you say. I ordered dinner number two. Look at other fortune cookie.
You better be right. Marco 512 has now been delivered to control office.
Splendid.
First, I will eat. I do not want food to get cold.
You're going to stop to eat now?
Of course. I certainly wouldn't want to waste good food. People are starving all over America.
Max, are you sure you wouldn't like me to stay here with you while you guard the Narco 512?
No, that's all right, 99. You go ahead and do your shopping. I'll see you at the apartment later.
Now, remember, Max.
Don't worry, Chief. I won't forget.
I haven't told you what I wanted you to remember yet.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You're not to leave this office until Larrabee gets here. I don't want the Narco 512 left unguarded for a second.
Don't worry about a thing, Chief.
Maxwell Smart speaking.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smart. Do you know who this is?
No, I don't.
Perhaps this will help you.
J. Arthur Rank?
Thank you. Lester Smart. That was the sacred gong which triggered the post-hypnotic suggestion which I gave you yesterday. Is that clear? Mr. Smart, you will now no longer be yourself. You are now a man of wisdom, of infinite taste and ability. Do you understand what I am saying?
Yes, Master.
These are your instructions. You will steal the Marco 512 and bring it to me immediately. And you will remember nothing.
Yes, Master.
Max, you forgot to give me money.
What do you need money for, my dear?
To go to the market, to buy food.
I'm taking you out to dinner.
You are?
You don't suppose for one single moment that I'd allow these precious hands to wash dishes.
Max, you're acting very strange. Are you all right? Max, I don't know what's gotten into you, but I just love it. Yes, Larrabee?
Huh?
What did you want?
I forgot.
Goodbye, Larrabee.
Can I watch while I'm trying to remember?
Get out, Larrabee.
Wait a minute. Larrabee was supposed to relieve me. I better go after him.
No, Max, you can't leave the Narco 512 unguarded. I'll go get him. Max, all right.
What do you mean that's Max, all right? That couldn't possibly be me. I didn't steal a Farco 912.
It's not the Farco 912. It's the Marco 512.
Marco, what's the difference? I didn't steal either one of them.
All right, Max, if this isn't you, then explain to me how this picture was taken.
Well, I'd say at about a 60th of a second with an F8 lens.
I'm sorry, Max. Photographs don't lie.
Okay. If I stole the Marco 512, then where is it?
That's what I came here to ask you.
Well, then, would you please ask it and leave? I can't stand around here all day talking. I have to pack and skip the country.
Then you admit your guilt.
I don't admit anything. I can't convince you that that's not me in the picture, but I know it's not me in the picture because I don't even remember taking the gun out of the safe.
But, Chief, that explains everything.
Explains what?
Max's strange behavior.
What strange behavior?
Well, when I came back into the office, you took me in your arms and kissed me.
I kissed you?
Yes, when I asked you for money.
Oh, well, that proves it couldn't have been me, Chief.
Max, to forget that you've robbed a safe is one thing, but to forget that you've kissed your wife, I don't think that's very nice.
The picture proves that you took the gun, but the fact that you don't remember taking it is what puzzles me. Now, there's only one way to get to the bottom of this. Have you ever had sodium pentothal?
Well, to tell you the truth, Chief, no.
I think he's coming around, 99.
Max, are you all right, love?
What happened?
The control doctor gave you some sodium pentothal, truth serum. You've been out for over an hour.
Did I talk?
Yes, you did, love.
And we know everything we need to know, and you're in the clear.
Then I didn't steal the Marco 512. That's good.
You did steal it, Max.
Oh, that's bad.
Not necessarily. You see, you turned it over to the whip, and in doing that, we now know where the whip's headquarters are located.
Oh, well, that's great.
That's really good.
Not necessarily. The whip may smuggle it out of the country.
Oh, that's bad.
That's awful.
Not really. You see, I took the precaution of removing the computer programmer which makes the Marco 512 operative. Now, the whip is going to have to contact you again and try to hypnotize you to get you to steal this programmer.
Oh, that's not so good.
That's rotten.
Actually, it isn't too bad. We'll give you one of Control's new anti-hypnotic pills, which will make you immune to the whip's hypnosis.
Oh, well, that's great.
That's sensational.
I wouldn't count on it too much, Max. Remember, you're on your own, and if the whip finds out that you're not hypnotized, he'll kill you instantly.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
I hate it.
What we're asking you to do is a very dangerous thing, Max. Are you sure you want to go through with it?
You want the truth, Chief?
Yes.
I think you better give me another shot.
See, like I told you, gun is like wife's brother. Will not work.
I am most glad it doesn't, but I'm puzzled as to why.
This is only one of its kind in existence. You know what that means?
It means you cannot exchange it?
It means someone has deliberately made this inoperable by removing computer programmer cassette.
Then the weapon is useless.
Like wife's brother. But condition can be rectified by telephone call and sound of secret gong.
Hello, Whip.
Oh, it's you, Larrabee.
Give me that phone. Larrabee, what are you doing calling on this line?
I just want to tell you that I'm going to keep this line open so the whip can get through.
Larrabee, did it ever occur to you that if the whip wanted to get through right now, he couldn't because you're on this line?
Well, why do you think I'm going to keep it open?
Larrabee, hang up the phone.
You too.
Max, the next time you pick up the phone, don't say, "Hello, Whip." You're not supposed to know he's going to call.
I'm sorry, Chief. I guess I'm a little jumpy.
You have reason to be jumpy, Max. This is a very dangerous assignment.
99, we're going to take every precaution possible. Now, it's time for your pill, Max.
What's this, Chief?
It's an anti-hypnotic pill. You'll be immune to any form of hypnosis for 24 hours.
But won't they know that Max hasn't been hypnotized?
Not if he's a good actor, 99, but as an added precaution, I'm issuing Max this pen gun. It's equipped with a cartridge of high-potency sleeping gas.
Oh, that's great, Chief. I haven't been sleeping too well lately.
It's not for you, Max. It's for the whip.
The whip hasn't been sleeping too well lately?
Max, that must be the whip. Be very careful of what you say now.
Control headquarters.
Maxwell Smart, please.
Speaking.
I tried to reach you a moment ago, but the line was busy. There is something I would like you to listen to.
I'm listening.
Mr. Smart, you have just heard the sacred gong, which triggered the post-hypnotic suggestion. Do you understand, Mr. Smart?
Yes, Master.
Here are your instructions. You will steal the computer programmer cassette of the Marco 512 and bring it to me without delay.
Yes, Master.
Well, it worked, Chief. The whip thinks I'm hypnotized and instructed me to bring the programmer computer cassette over to his office immediately.
Our plan is working. I'll get it out of the safe. Come on. What are you two doing?
Well, we don't have one of the three of us, Chief.
One what?
A photograph. Smile, 99.
Mr. Smart is here.
Show him in.
You may enter, Mr. Smart. Extremely graceful.
You brought the cassette, Mr. Smart?
Yes, Master.
May I have it, please? Thank you, Mr. Smart. Now that I have no further need for you, goodbye.
You're leaving?
No, you're leaving.
mistake, Mr. Smart. You bring the wrong cassette.
Would you like to try a Glen Campbell?
All right, Mr. Smart. It's quite obvious you are no longer in my power.
Then it should also be obvious that you are under arrest.
Who killed him?
Hold it right there, Boo.
Your pen is no match for my hatchet, Mr. Smart.
This is no ordinary pen, Boo.
I don't believe you.
And now, Whip, it's your turn.
And now, Mr. Smart, I am going to whip you within an inch of your life, unmercifully.
Max, we waited as long as we dared, and we didn't hear from you. We figured something gone wrong.
Don't worry, Chief. The situation is well in hand. Not only did we manage to save the Marco 512, but we also captured Abe Fu Young and the infamous Whip.
What's the matter, Chief?
What a strange-looking gong.
It's fascinating. I'll bet it's thousands of years old.
That is the sacred gong that the Whip used to hypnotize his victims.
No kidding. How does it work?
Well, when that gong is struck by that hammer, certain magic psychedelic light patterns appear in the victim's eyes, causing him to fall immediately under the spell of whoever it was who struck the gong.
You mean like this?
Faraby, do you know what you did when you struck that gong? You hypnotized the Chief. He's in your power.
Is that right, Chief?
Yes, Master.
Well, let's see. Well, I want a raise, a few weeks off, a new car, and I think I would like your office. Yes, I'd like that. You can take mine. And I want the location and the key to the secret executive washroom. I'd like that. I'd love that. And...